You are tuned in and treating them ears to Modern Jazz Today. This is your host, Jeff Williams, inviting you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can read exclusive interviews, check out this week's playlist, and featured albums. Up first on the queue is John McCaslin. From his album Sunalta, we're going to listen to the title track.
keep it tuned to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Tom Bodding Quintet. The album's called Rogue, and we'll check into the track Mount Aspiring Tatia, then Makram Abul Hassan. The album's called Transmigration. We'll check into Mine or Blues. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
it's that time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
From Derby.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Fields of solar panels are popping up across the U.S., and they can provide more than just clean energy.
If we design them thoughtfully with pollinator-friendly plants instead of like a traditional turf grass or gravel, those sites can really do double duty as a restored habitat.
Andy Grinstead of the Pollinator Partnership says bees, butterflies, and other pollinators are critical for the health of ecosystems and the survival of food crops. But a lot of pollinator habitat has been destroyed. So his group helps landowners and solar developers create new pollinator habitat under and around solar panels. A diverse mix of plants helps attract different species.
For example, milkweed is an essential host plant for monarch butterflies. There's coneflowers and bee balm that provide nectar and nesting habitat for bees. There's goldenrods that bloom late into the season when food is scarce and pollinators really need it.
Deep-rooted native plants also help the soil absorb more water, reducing runoff and erosion. And though establishing pollinator habitat costs more upfront than planting grass, Grinstead says it can save money over time on mowing and maintenance. So there are many benefits to transforming the ground around solar panels into habitat buzzing with life. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.